Test 62, section 2, question 15. So here we're looking to make the argument perfect, because it says the conclusion follows logically if which is assumed. It says, like many contemporary critics, Smith argues that the true meaning of an author's statements can be understood only through insight into their social circumstances. So you can only understand it through insights into their social circumstances. But this same line of analysis could be applied to Smith's own words. So that applies to Smith too. So basically, we can only understand Smith's statements through understanding social circumstances. Thus, if she is right, we should be able, at least in part, to discern from Smith's social circumstances the true meaning of Smith's statements. So if she's right, we can discern from her social circumstances the true meaning. This, in turn, suggests that Smith herself is not aware of the true meaning of her own words. Now, this one got me just all kinds of turned around, and so I said, well, wait a minute, what is this getting at? So the conclusion is that Smith is not aware of the true meaning of her own words. Now, the one thing that will help us with that is the statement that Smith is saying that the true meaning can be understood only through insight into social circumstances, and that that applies to Smith as well. So what that means is, in order to know the true meaning of Smith's statements, then Smith would need to be aware of would need to have insights into her social circumstances. And so the one thing that could make this perfect is if Smith herself doesn't have insights into her social circumstances. So what would make this perfect? That's what we would look for. Insight into the intended meaning of an author's work is not as important as insight into its true meaning. Well, I don't think there's really anything here about intended meaning and then a true meaning. We only care about true meaning. Smith lacks insight into her own social circumstances. Well, that would make this argument perfect, because if she lacks insight and her statements are true, then lacking insight would prevent you from prevent her from knowing the true meaning of her statements. And so it's weird, but that is what this passage does prove. Or that would make this argument perfect, I should say. There's just one meaning Smith intends her work to have. It's not about what her intent is. It's about the true meaning. Smith's theory about the relation of social circumstances to the understanding of meaning lacks insight. Even if we assume that, that wouldn't make the argument quite perfect, because Smith might have other insights that would make it so that she could understand the true meaning. The intended meaning of an author's work is not always good evidence of its true meaning. Again, we keep bringing in this intended meaning, and there's not really anything in the intent. It's just about what the true meaning is. And therefore, answer choice B is our correct one.